Well, good morning, listeners. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in week two of our series that we're calling Rebel. We're going through the life of Jacob. And there were two major episodes that we looked at this past Sunday. We were in Genesis chapter 28 and Genesis chapter 29. Chapter 28 is what's sometimes called Jacob's ladder or Jacob's stairway, where he has a dream and he sees this ladder going into heaven. And then Genesis chapter 29 is the very infamous episode where Laban, his uncle, gives to him Leah instead of Rachel, whom he asked for. And there's just this kind of a disaster of an episode, and things get really messy in Jacob's family life. But I'm going to hone in on chapter 28 this morning. So this episode where Jacob has a dream and God speaks to him is really pretty fascinating and important for the overall storyline of Jacob's life. In the first week, we looked at really Genesis chapter 25 and 27 and the kind of first parts of Jacob's life, where he is desperate to try to get the blessing from his father Isaac. There's been a prophecy stated. God told Rebekah, Jacob's mother, that Esau would serve Jacob, that the older would serve the younger. And so it seems like God has stated, hey, the blessing of Abraham is going to go through Jacob. But instead of waiting to see how God kind of does that, Jacob tries to manipulate Esau, and he tries to deceive his father Isaac in order to get that blessing. Well, here in Genesis chapter 28, for the very first time, God speaks directly to Jacob. Jacob encounters God in a personal way for the first time, and God says to Jacob, I will bless you. He tells him, basically, I will give you the blessing of Abraham. I'm going to be with you in your wandering. I will be with you, and I will bless you, and I will make you into a great nation. Much the same language that God used with his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac. And so again, for the first time, you see kind of this personal encounter that Jacob has with God. And for the first time also, Jacob takes this first and crucial step to saying, Lord, you're not just somebody else's God. That's the way he's always said it before. Your God, the Lord, your God, he says to his father Isaac. For the first time, he says, Lord, my God. It's still conditional at this point in time. He says, Lord, if you'll watch over me and you'll do all these things and be awesome to me, then you will be my God. But it's a first and kind of crucial step for Jacob. But the way that God reveals himself to Jacob here is really interesting, especially in light of something that Jesus says later on in his ministry. Jacob, in this dream where God speaks to him, he sees a bridge, if I can say it that way, between heaven and earth. He sees this stairway where the angels of God are ascending and descending between heaven and earth, between God and mankind. And this is a fascinating kind of description, because it's something that Jesus says later on in John chapter 1, verse 51. Jesus says, truly, I tell you, you will see the angels of God. He uses this same phrasing. You'll see the angels of God ascending and descending. But instead of on a stairway, he says this: you'll see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And that was Jesus' favorite title for himself. And so really what Jesus is saying here is he's saying, I am the stairway. I am the bridge between heaven and earth. The way I said it on Sunday, just kind of trying to say it creatively, that the bridge between heaven is actually a cross. The bridge between heaven and earth is actually a cross. You see, because of what Jesus did at the cross, because he died and he rose again, he is the bridge. He is our way to be back in relationship with God our Father. And what's really the scandal of the cross and the scandal of what Jesus did for us is that we don't have to try to work our way up the stairway to God. Instead, God himself descended down to us in order to rescue us. Jesus stepped out of heaven down into earth, and he came to rescue you and me, that we might have a relationship with God our Father again. And so I just want to give you a moment right now. There's a favorite song of mine that says, may I never lose the wonder, oh, the wonder of your mercy, and may I sing your hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. And I want to give you a moment right now just to pray to God and say, God, help me never to lose the wonder of what you did for me at the cross. as we head toward Easter Sunday here in a couple of weeks, take a couple of moments and just pray to God right now and say, God, thank you that you made a way, that you bridged the gap. The chasm that sin had created, you covered, and you bridged that gap by the cross, by your own son, Jesus. And just say thank you. And then maybe take a moment right now and pray to the Lord. Lord, will you use me today in my workplace, in the home, amongst my friend group, in my school? Lord, will you use me to share the good news of what Jesus Christ has done with others? Will you use me to tell others that God has bridged the gap between heaven and earth for us? Just pray that to him. Well, thanks for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you have a great rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.